keep this situation under control. I don't want a drunken brawl. That afternoon, Winters called Captain Nixon to him. Nix, he said, you sober up, and I'll show you something you have never seen before in your life. The next morning, May 7th, Nixon came to Winters, sober, and asked, what was that you said yesterday that you were going to show me? Winters got a jeep, and they drove to the officers' club. When Winters opened the door to the cellar, Nixon thought he had died and gone to heaven. He was sure he had when Winters said, take what you want, then have each company in Battalion HQ bring around a truck and take a truckload. You are in charge. An alcoholic's dream come true. Paradise beyond description. First choice of all that he could carry from one of the world's great collections, then a chance to let his friends have all they wanted, and the perfect excuse to celebrate. The end of the war had come, and he was still alive. For the company as a whole, the celebration was grand and irresistible. Despite Winter's orders, and despite regular guard duty rotation, there was a party. There had to be. On May 7th, the Germans surrendered in Rennes to General Eisenhower, and word was flashed around Europe to cease fire. Take away the blackout curtains and let the light of peace shine out. News of the German surrender, Winston Churchill said, was the signal for the greatest outburst of joy in the history of mankind. The men of Easy Company saw to it that Berchtesgaden participated in that party to the full. Once the distribution of Goering's wine had taken place, Carson recalled that you could hear the champagne corks going off all day long. As the celebration got noisier, Captain Spears began to grow a bit worried that it would become excessive. Sergeant Messier, remembered by Private O'Keefe as our most professional soldier, got into the spirit of the day when he dressed in a full German officer's uniform, topped off with a monocle for his right eye. Someone got the bright idea to march him over to the company orderly room and turn him in at rifle point to Captain Spears. Someone got word to Spears before Mercier showed up. When troopers brought Mercier up to Spears' desk, prodding him with bayonets, Spears did not look up. One of the troopers snapped a salute and declared, "Sir, we have captured this German officer. What should we do with him?" "Take him out and shoot him," Spears replied, not looking up. "Sir," Mercier called out. "Sir, please, sir, it's me, Sergeant Mercier." "Mercier, get out of that silly uniform," Spears ordered. Shortly thereafter, he called the company together.